Mishki here for Gateway Cycling. I went to Big Time Minneapolis this morning, bright and early, for breakfast with Reverend Fred. He got up in the morning bright and early, breakfast with Reverend Fred. Up in the morning bright and early, breakfast with Reverend Fred. He got up in the morning bright and early, had his breakfast. Breakfast with Reverend Fred. That should be a television program. We went over to Al's. And I was walking back from Al's. And there was a sign there in Dinkytown. Said, no bicycles on the sidewalk. And I knew I wasn't in my town. Because I ride my bike on the sidewalk. I like to ride on the sidewalk. Why the hell did they build those little ramps? Not for wheelchairs. I knocked those jackasses right out of the way. Nothing I like better than riding my bicycle and saying, hey, out of the way, mister! My two wheels move faster than your two wheels. My wheels move faster than yours. Yeah, my wheels are faster. I'll kick your ass. I don't really do that to the handicapped or whatever. What are they called now? Why don't they just say they're two wheeling? Because that's what I'm doing. I'm two wheeling. They're on the sidewalk. I'm on the sidewalk. All's fair on the sidewalk. They never want to race either. You ever go up to a guy in a wheelchair when you're on a bike? Want to race? No. They look at you funny. Hate that. But I like to race. Anytime I see anybody, I like to race. I've loved to do that since I was a boy. No. Gateway Cycling does not sell wheelchairs. Yet. They will. I'm pushing them to. In fact, I'm trying to get them to sell those tandem wheelchairs. Anyway, I was riding my bicycle on the sidewalk today, and I was happy to be back in my town, good old St. Paul, where you can still ride on the sidewalk. Oh, the elderly people walking don't like it. Because you'll cut it real close, you know, you should go around them on the boulevard, but if you want to stay on the sidewalk, you got to split right between them, and usually you screw up a little bit, either send the gal or the guy off one direction or another, and you'll look back a half a block later, and they're still bouncing. That's why I'm not that bummed out about Dutch elm disease. I'm going to connect the two. Hang on a second. See, Dutch elm disease devastated the city of St. Paul. The tree population was just decimated. And a lot of those elderly I run into end up doing a lot better because there aren't as many trees to hit. They'll bound down the boulevard where there used to be a lot of trees. And they'll end up, you know, breaking their fall and doing okay. Whereas if you go into a hardwood with your head, 10 feet at 10 miles an hour, the human head, boom, dead. And when you're elderly, it's probably even faster. So I like to ride around. I got my bike at Gateway Cycling. And that's where I got my bicycle. And I went there because there are three guys there who are about as excited about bicycles as Churchill was about bombing Dresden. And I know. No, I'm not going to go into a whole big thing. No. I'm not going into a whole big thing about it. Don't you settle back down there, Shadow Man. I'm not going to do it. Although when you think about it, what was going on with Dresden? No protests there. Oh, but we go to Hiroshima and suddenly out come the thing. I'll tell you what Churchill was thinking.
Churchill was thinking a little bit
on what he was thinking.
Mishki, would you drop it with the Winston Churchill already?
Stop it. I'll get back to Gateway Cycling. Gateway Cycling is located on Century and Highway 36. Now, people come all the way from Edina to Gateway. Why? They pass about 27 bicycle shops on the way because they want to deal with guys who know bicycles, who have everything. They used to be primarily a Schwinn dealership, and now they have it all. Not that there's anything wrong with getting a Schwinn, mind you. A few years ago, Schwinn was 14th in the country in sales. They're number two right now. When I was a boy, they were number one, and they'll be back because they're the best. And I bought a Schwinn Cruiser 7, remake of a 1955 model. It's glorious. Now people say, oh, it must have been a couple thousand dollars. No, about $300. Not expensive at all, really. For a new bike? No. No, that was beauty. Black, all sorts of nice little detailing on it. It's got big wheels. I got the big wheels, so I go slow. And, I ride on the sidewalk. It's a go-to-grocery-store bike. And every time I call it a go-to-grocery-store bike, my wife yells at me and says, you never go to the grocery store for me. You never do. I said, well, it's just a term, honey. You do the shopping, I'll do the radio show. Gateway Cycling. Highway 36 and Century in Oakdale.